The Way to Paradise, the new novel by the Peruvian writer Mario Vargas Llosa, gives readers a dual narrative about the life and work of Paul Gauguin and his grandmother, the political organizer Flora Tristán. Alan Chews has a review.
As with any great writer, Vargas Llosa makes us see clearly what we've been looking at all the while but never noticed. In this case, the Peruvian connection to one of Europe's first utopian activists and one of the late 19th century's greatest artists, and their links to each other. First comes Flora Tristán, born in France out of wedlock to a Peruvian of high standing and a French mother. In cities all across mid-19th century France, she works to organize the lowest and most brutalized workers. Then comes Paul Gauguin, whose enormous life change in his early 30s led him from work as a stockbroker to an apprenticeship as a painter and elevation to the highest realms of artistic achievement. Like grandmother, like grandson, in alternating chapters, Vargas Llosa recounts their stories. For both of these people, two idealists struggling against the world, as Vargas Llosa presents them, paradise lies en otra esquina, in another corner, or elsewhere, as in the children's game both grandmother and grandson see played in the streets of France. And the book, to be honest, is not paradise for the average reader. It moves slowly, telling the story of each life in great detail, and making their differences stand out even as we notice their affinities. But in this, the master Peruvian novelist's first truly international novel, these lives light up with a passionate glow, even as the subjects struggle to flame on, then sputter out and die.
The book is The Way to Paradise by Mario Vargas Llosa. Our reviewer, Alan Chews, teaches writing at George Mason University in Fairfax, Virginia.